Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. Don't Mix In, episode 52. Okay, so this episode is going to be talking about gym outfits you will want to wear. So I would say it was probably about October, November that I was like, hey, Matt, I need to be going to the gym or getting active again. And just I talked about recommitting to being more active and just taking care of myself. So for a few reasons, you know, first off, I don't have graduate school classes at night, so I don't have that excuse. And then more importantly, I just feel better when I go to the gym. Like my PMS, my shark week is under control. My family's not like dreading that week because I'm not a Krabby Patty. And I just feel better. I sleep better. I can manage stress better. I feel more focused. There's just so many reasons why I just need to be going to the gym and not making any excuses. So with that came, you know, a little bit of, you know, just wanting to have outfits that I'll actually like wearing. So for a while, I was just wearing old stuff I had from Target that was probably about 3 or 4 years old, probably all worn out and stretched out, just to get into the habit. So for me, and I'll talk about this in another post, I think that I had to first just kind of get used to going to the gym. And then after that, I was able to start, you know, thinking about things I want to wear. So in this blog post, there's a few different outfits, and it's all from Target. And then I also had an IGTV episode on my Instagram that you can check out where I talk about the outfits as well. So it's all kinds of different ways that you can see these outfits. So the first thing I did was, it so happens that Target was, you know, starting like or introducing a new line of activewear. So Target had this new line of activewear and it coincided with my need for new clothes. So it was perfect. And I really think, you know, with gym clothes, I don't like to drop a lot of money for it because you're going to wash and wear it a lot. But at the same time, you want the quality to be good. And you want it to be things that you will enjoy wearing because I feel like when I like my outfit, I'm more likely to enjoy going to the gym and just gives you that little, you know, boost. So the first thing that I decided to do was I had to get like bottoms, new bottoms for working out. And I needed to get new, you know, different colors. And then I needed to also get some outerwear because it's cold now this time of year. Well, LA cold, not super cold, but I needed to have some items that I could wear that were long sleeve that, you know, just I could layer up. So the first thing on this blog post that I suggest when you're looking for items for the gym is I think you want to first, you know, kind of look at wearing colors that make you feel good. Target's All in Motion line has a ton of colors and a ton of different styles of bottoms. So the first outfit you'll see is this like kind of like a teal color. You know, full, the outfit is head to toe teal. So I got the bottoms that are teal and they were high-waisted. All the bottoms I got were high-waisted leggings. And the sports bras are also from All in Motion. And I'm wearing an XXL in all of these except for like the little jackets. For the jackets, I'm wearing an XL. Anyway, so the first outfit is a teal head to toe. So the leggings are teal and it's a sculpted style of the All in Motion leggings and it's high waisted. And then I have their sports bra that is medium support. And I got the jacket in a size XL. So it's a little, you know, zip up jacket, really simple. I really like this color. I feel like it's a nice jewel tone, you know, so that's one color I got. The other one I got is this kind of like purple color. Also, the leggings are sculpted style. And I got a, the sports bra, and then I got a windbreaker too. But the windbreaker is kind of like a lilac kind of pink color. And it's off Mall of Motion, and I got that in a size XL. So I would say first, go with colors that make you feel good. I ha do have some black items, but I do, try to look out for some color. And if you look in the IGTV episode, I'll show different tops that I have, and some of their tees as well from All in Motion. And it's just the tees have little messages on them, but just they're fun. And it's again, you just want to wear stuff that you're going to feel good wearing. The next thing I would say is you want to find the right style in terms of the pieces that you purchase. So what I mean by finding the right style is, for instance, I got the high-waisted sculpted leggings because when it's high-waisted, I can just wear the sports bra and I feel like it's enough coverage. It's not too revealing. And also the high-waisted style of the leggings gives me enough support. So you might, find that, okay, for me, I need to have like a tee or a tank over the sports bra, and that's what I feel comfortable with. So again, find the right style so you're more likely to wear it to the gym and you feel comfortable and you're not going to feel like it's tugging or moving around and you can just focus on your workout. And it's so funny when we talk about like the feeling factor. After I started getting, some gym clothes I liked, I started going to the gym more. I just felt great and just started dropping weight too. So, and that wasn't the original intention, but it's great. So, again, I feel like get some outfits that you like, then you can get that habit going and it's much easier. Okay, the other thing I would say is buy gym outfits. So what I mean is buy sets of items. Don't just buy like one and done, stuff, like random things. Like I used to do that and buy from different places and they're just mix and match. And it's just like a hodgepodge. It's much easier when you have little gym outfits that you can just grab real quickly and you know what goes together. And the only thing you have to use some brain power for is maybe your socks. But everything else is easy to just throw together, especially like for me, I'm trying to go, at least like 5 to 6 days a week. So I need to be able to just grab my outfits real quick, right when I get home from work and then head off to the gym, get some time in, and then go get my son. So I don't have time to be like, oh, where's that one top? So if you wear things together, you're more likely to wash them together. And then you just have these outfits that you can just rotate. So that would be my advice too. Go ahead and buy some gym outfits so that you already have some ready-made or some things ready to throw together instead of having to like, mix and match items. And then you look more put together when things look like they're supposed to be together, if that makes sense. Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.